Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley here. So happy that you decided to make this show, this 8 to 10 minutes, a regular part of your day. Hey, let's dive right into today's message. Had a conversation with a guy this week who was just in a tough spot. And I'm telling you, man, this kind of burns my backside a little bit, as well as I just feel sorry for him because he didn't know. We were talking about investing, you know, inside of our podcast coaching program and all that good stuff. He's like, man, I wish I would have found you 6 months ago. I'm like, wow, what's up, man? He said, well, I paid this company, I don't know what it was, $7,000-$8,000 to become a certified life coach. And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, dude, you don't even need to tell me any more than that, okay? I already know. I've heard these horror stories from every certified life coach that ends up on my calendar. None of them are making any money. None of them have any clients. But they got that nice seal of approval from the company that they gave the $8,000 to. You know what the company didn't give them? Any way to market. Any way to get prospects. I mean, of course. You know, post on Facebook. You know, get your friends and family. I'm like, dude, how many clients have you had since you gave away your power? And forget your money. You gave away your power to somebody else because you were afraid. You were fearful. You didn't trust yourself. By the way, do not ever invest any money in that type of stuff. Why? Because nobody cares. Nobody cares if you've got a certificate. Wait, do you think that really sets you apart from somebody else out there? I promise you, nobody's ever heard of the company you got the certification from. So, A, it's not like, hey, the American Dental Association recommends us. You know, it's like Joe or Susie Smith's life coaching program is, you know, endorsing us. Yay. Quick question. Who's Joe and Susie? Oh, I don't know. They just, somebody I gave $8,000 to. Look, if you can solve a problem, people will gladly pay you to solve that problem. You know how many people in the past 20 years that I've been selling coaching and consulting online, you know how many people have asked me if I have any kind of degree, certification, accreditation, anything like that? Guess how many? Take a wild guess. You're probably going to be right. Yes, if you guessed less than one, you are correct. I've never had anybody ask, can I see a diploma? Are you a life coach, Sam? No, I don't even know how you would. Second of all, to just dive into that rabbit hole, I don't even know how you would ever become a life coach. You don't have life figured out. Some of these life coaches, this isn't a blanket statement, so please don't email me, okay? Some of these life coaches are more messed up than the actual person they're trying to help. They don't know, you know? What? So you got your finances in order? You got your relationships in order? Okay? You have your health? Are you fit? I don't know. How are you coaching me through life? You don't even have those things in order. Don't even get me started on life coaches. But what happened here? So let's kind of dissect the problem and dive in what happened. This guy wanted to coach. Noble cause. Congratulations. I love everybody out there because everybody has lessons to teach. Okay? You do. You, right now, listening to this podcast, you could fire up your own coaching program because you have a specific zone of genius that you can help somebody in. All right? So everybody wants to help somebody. That's awesome. I think that's really what makes society go, you know? Secondly, the man wanted to help somebody. But number two, he had no idea how to do it. So he goes on the internet and he starts researching how to become a life coach. And then bam, 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 all these ads and all these, you know, pages and pages and people selling this certification, that certification. And he's hooked. He probably booked a Zoom call. I'm sure that's probably what happened. Had a conversation, paid, went through a course, maybe had one-on-one coaching. And that was it. After, I don't know, 8 to 12 weeks, he's out $8,000 and he's got no clients. He's actually had two paying clients. One he got through just putting himself out there, which is great. I love that. Two was a family friend. So really he got one. You know, family friend probably threw him whatever it was, $1,000 and said, hey, dude, I'd feel bad for you. You paid all this money to be a life coach. You don't have any clients. Here's $1,000. All right. So he's had two clients. He's negative in his investment. And here's the thing. I'm not interested in like how fast you can make the investment back. I think that's a really immature mindset. My question would be, did you learn? Did you grow? Was there transformation involved? Like, were you transformed? Your mindset transformed? And the last thing, did you even need it? The thing you invested in, did you even need it? So the answer was no, he wasn't transformed. He could have got this information from YouTube video. And look, here's the thing as well. When you hire a coach, okay, you're hiring them to make the process go much, much quicker than you could do it on your own. All the information's online. There's nothing that you cannot learn if you have the time to go online. So if you don't have the money to hire somebody, go on YouTube and just hit play. Search what you're looking for and hit play. Start taking notes. Watch this stuff over and over again until you get really good at it. That's the free way to do it. And that's also the longest way to do it. But some people, that's their only option. And if you're going to drop $8,000 and you want to be a life coach, get on YouTube and type in how to become a life coach. You're going to see all the ads out there. You're going to get pitch. But you're going to be able to get some really good foundational information. And then from there, if you want to hire somebody to help you specialize, maybe help you build a funnel, targeting, leads, things like that. But look, you don't need a certification. I've dropped just in the last 12 months over $100,000 in coaching and mentoring and never asked the person what their qualifications were. Oh my God, Sam, that's really stupid. No, it's not. I'm not a moron. I'm 55 years old. I can determine if this person's a... Have I got taken to the cleaners in the past? Of course I did. When I was younger, when I first started online, I thought everybody was who they said they were back in the old Wild Wild West days of the internet. That doesn't look like a fake testimonial. That looks real to me. I'll buy. But I've gotten pretty good, and you will too, once you've gone down this road a few times. You're going to get taken to the cleaners by people. It's still going to happen to me. It's just not going to happen at that level, not at the high ticket level. It's going to happen at the low ticket level all the time. You hire a web designer, maybe some marketing people, things like that. Yeah, it's going to happen. Okay. And oh, by the way, you're going to get some really bad clients. On the other side of that, once you do go into business, you're going to get some high maintenance clients. That's why we always talk about the 80-20 rule. Like, that is a success principle, a staple of this podcast, that you should be spending all of your time on the 20% of the prospects and clients that are going to result in 80% of your revenue, all right? And 80 all of your time spent on the 20% of activities outside of that revenue that's going to result in 80% of the production, okay? So of course, yeah, you're going to swing and a miss out there. But of all the money I've invested recently being defined as the past 5 years, I've never asked the individual, can I see a certificate? Yo, you want to run Facebook ads? Can I see your Facebook Ads Academy certificate? No. I just have a conversation with them. I pick their brain. So if they answer questions, because before I go into it, like any good attorney, not that I am one, any good attorney knows the answer to the question before they ask it. So ask good questions. If you ask better questions, you get better answers, and understand what you want that answer to look like. Okay. And none of those questions are ever going to be, can I see a certificate from you? Okay. So whatever you're hiring somebody for, ask good questions. Like, how are you going to get this result for me? What, first of all, you need to help that person understand, if you're buying from them, what success looks like for you. Okay. What does that even look like? Do you know what it looks like? And you should have a pretty good idea of what success looks like from your perspective. And then just go with it. Go with the feel. Of course, if they've got testimonials, That helps. But I look at testimonials. Videos are better than just a static photo with a paragraph or a quote from somebody. I like to see the actual video. That helps. Sure. I like that. But then go with it. Okay. But don't operate out of fear. Just because you don't know how to do something, don't go trying to get yourself certified or accredited. Look, do I have to say this? Okay. If you're a licensed massage therapist, yes, you need to go through some institute. Beauty salons, yes, you need to know. Then you get to the higher end, like engineering and all that. I'm just saying that it's obvious. But you get into this space of being a solopreneur where you're out there helping people and you're solving a very basic problem, you're open for business. Hang that virtual shingle and get going and start charging people. And as you get results for people, now you get testimonials and away you go. It's so simple. That's just how you create momentum. First thing you got to do is have the courage to put yourself out there. Get used to hearing no a lot, 90% of the time. Get used to it. Don't take it personal. It's not a big deal. It's just somebody said no. Great. Thanks. Move on to the next person. So don't operate out of fear. Operate out of confidence. You already know you can solve this problem for people. All right. I hope that message helped. I hope it planted a seed in good soil with you. Say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.